Thank you for waiting, ladies and gentlemen. We've invited first class, now we're inviting executive platinum, platinum, emerald, sapphire, and ruby. If those words are written on your boarding card, please come forward for boarding. Also, I'd like to invite...
You're at the airport, of course. And I'm reminded of that classic line from the movie A Fistful of Dollars, where Joe says, "A man's life in these parts often depends on a mere scrap of information." Now, you're ready to face the blue coats, the TSA. What's that scrap of information that you need? Of course, what can I take on the plane, in the overhead bin, in my luggage? TSA has posted a list. Bowling pins, you can bring those. A waffle iron, you can bring it. But what about service animals? The TSA instructions are not as clear on service animals as they should be. So what follows is a true story.
My home in Richmond, Virginia, California on my mind. Waiting on the corner on a cold, cold rain, dreaming of some warm sunshine. Told the Uber man, drive as fast as you can, you gotta get me to the terminal gate. There's a big jet plane waiting for me, fly me over to the Golden State. Don't worry, son, in 13 minutes we'll be setting at the taxi stand. I'll hold you to it, cause a blue-eyed girl's waiting for me in the promised land. What can stay or go? I really wanna know. I'm Mr. TSA, please let me go. Well, I race through the concourse like a bat out of hell. O.J. Simpson never ran so well. I hurtled over luggage and small children too. Landed at the check-in desk, JetBlue. The JetBlue lady was keeping kinda busy, doing crosswords and painting her nails. Said the flight's overbooked, I can have a look, but my computer is prone to fail. So I pulled myself up, tried to look my best, as she checked on the manifest. Please, JetBlue lady, I'm a-going crazy, gotta be get me to LAX. What can stay or go? I really wanna know. I'm Mr. TSA, please let me go. Well, I stood there a while, tried to muster a smile, while she stared at a dark blank screen. Face lit up and she gave me a look. Your planes broke down in New Orleans. It was getting pretty late and she started to yawn. I can put you on a flight to Tucson. No thank you, ma'am. Send a telegram. Tell my baby what's going on. I can't do that, hon. I'm the only one working night shift at this gate. Like your plane's gonna be real late. Here, read this while you wait. What can stay or go? I really wanna know. Mr. TSA, please let me go. So I sat myself down on the black vinyl seats with the genuine chromium locks. Opened my bag of Naga High, seeing what's going on inside. Staring up at me was a pair of eyes with the soulful look of a lock. My squamata friend, this don't pretend any aeronautical harm. Well, the little iguana just smiled like he wanna do his change in color trick. Then he settled right down for a nap in the sack. He's my good little reptile, Rick. What can stay or go? I really wanna know. Mr. TSA, please let me go. Well, I closed my eyes, tried to get some rest, when a voice called out on the public address. Last call you all for Los Angeles, Beijing, and Budapest. With little Rick inside my bag of Naga hide, I ran to the TSA. Took off my shoes, emptied my pockets in the little bag of Naga hide. With little Rick inside, crept along the conveyor belt. I prayed real hard that the X-ray beam would melt his tiny pelt. Would you stay or go? I really wanna know. I'm Mr. TSA, please let me go. Can't stay or go. Let me go.
Is that an iguana in your bag?
Well, yes, but it's actually only a rubber model iguana.
Looks real to me. Guess you didn't review the guidelines, did you?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't have time. I'm in a... Oh, no.
That's what they all say. Cuff him, Jed.
Mr. TSA, please let me go.
I can explain.